Hello, everybody, and welcome back to distroprods.com, Born of the BBC Month. Today, let's watch the Doctor Who movie. As always, I'm... Here today we have Bovi-Wan and Nijikiti.
Hello. I pretty much made up this entire month just to watch this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Next month we'll have a theme month that, you know, isn't all about one movie.
I forget what next month's theme is.
We'll talk about it afterwards, because we'll announce that until the first month. Anyway!
I know.
Yes, like I said, we're watching the Doctor Who movie. This is, I believe, from 1996, and it was trying to introduce Doctor Who to America. As you can tell by the bastard being American.
The worms.
This didn't exactly work for introducing Doctor Who to America, but it makes its comeback in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but anyway, as always, we're on this on VLC Media Player. We have the movie paused at 0 seconds, right at the beginning, because there is no intro to it. It just kind of starts. So you should just hit play and then see a planet, I believe.
Skaro, to be exact.
Skaro, yeah. They don't care what planet it is.
I care.
Yeah, so anyway, so 0 seconds, hit play, fade into a planet. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Skaro.
Oh!
See?
I know.
They held trials on Skaro? This doesn't seem right.
Ah.
They don't get requests on Skaro.
Why are there lizard eyes?
Oh, it's because that's how Time Lords get at the end of their final life.
Okay. Well, the Doctors... I mean, the Daleks. Not the Doctor, the Daleks. They... That sound weird.
They do sound weird there.
Ah!
And I don't know why the Daleks were like... executing the Master for being evil.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty evil. Like, this is pre-Time War, of course, but they're still pretty evil.
Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of this theme, this version of the theme song. And it's okay, but... it's almost as bad as the new one.
I really like the 2007 era. That's probably my favorite iteration of the theme.
Yeah. In case you can't tell, we're kind of big Doctor Who fans.
I'm wigging out. Wow.
Imagine seeing this on drugs.
I know!
I'm also not a huge fan of this Time Vortex. Then again, I hate the new Time Vortex more, because it's fucking clouds.
Yeah, and then the Doctor, he shows up as in the clouds. What?! 13 lives. Okay.
12 regenerations for 13 lives.
Ooh.
Of course, the Master has actually already achieved additional regenerations, but that's... Or is this... Never mind.
So we'll get two more Doctors to go then.
The writers of Doctor Who have actually said, we'll do what we do in such situations. We'll make something up.
See, they're even saying, fuck our own mythology, you know.
There have been precedents set in the universe for getting more regenerations.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Hey, this is the inside of the TARDIS, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I honestly kind of like this version.
Yeah, it looks like a place.
Oh god, I thought it went back to the credits. I'm like, what?
What's in the box? What the fuck is that? Is that fruit? Candy?
It's some sort of fruit. Do you get it?
It's funny, because, yeah.
You think in all his, what, 900 years, he would have read that by now.
Yeah.
That is a warped-ass record.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Like, he's getting some good audio quality from that.
Is it a T-Rex?
Is she a clever girl? God!
Okay.
The master. Even after death, he has the ability to destroy teacups.
Yeah. And he's apparently the blob.
He's a slug! He left residue. Or he did.
Oh my god, that broke my shit! Quick, wibble wobble everything!
Click things still, it is better.
Oh my god, we're all gonna die! Oh, balls. This always happens.
Back when the TARDIS, like, had a screen to tell him what was going wrong instead of just, like, setting on fire.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of fire, for what I've seen of the TARDIS and, like, how it travels and everyone freaking all the fuck around and everything happens, it seems like a bad place to have fire going all the time.
It's only like that after the reboot, and the reason being that it's, like, it's old and went through a war.
Still! Having just candles all over the place. It seems ill-advised.
So they're in China?
San Francisco, Chinatown.
San Francisco, Chinatown. Why can't there be, like, Irish town and Lebanese town? And
because the Irish just took a city.
Yeah.
They called it Boston. Like,
yeah. Oh my god, it's a guy in a car. The thrilling and timescaping adventures of Doctor Who. What?
I didn't know yet. Guns, oh no! Ah, it's completely different story. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Oh god, there's sounds of glass breaking, but only one headlight is kind of out.
He can totally hear you, you guys, you know.
But he just,
okay, that was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But then why did it make a hand slapping an ungloved hand sound?
Fuck you, that's how.
Oh my god, it's the people from West Side Story, we're all gonna die! Oh fuck!
Ooh.
Well, there goes Expendable.
Yep.
Gee, I wonder who might be a main character here.
Yeah.
Oh, what's gonna happen? What do you think? I think I know. Viewers, ah!
I think warp.
Yeah. I think jump cuts.
Right, because that can happen, right?
Yeah.
He's behind the TARDIS. He's not in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. It happens to...
It's an old man coming out of a box! Shoot him!
Already! That was an arm shot!
I think it was multiple shots, but...
Then how could there was only one squib?
The other one malfunctioned. They didn't want to do another shot.
Like, oh, fuck that box. My friend is dead. Oh, my god. I don't speak English, bro. Ah, fuck. My TARDIS is leaking. I thought I fixed
that. Ew! What part of the Master survived?
You think his main concern would be, you know, hey, get me back in the box. Oh, goddammit. Evil puddle!
Don't step on me, man!
Don't tread on me!
Yeah, don't walk all over me. That's not... You can't do that.
I'm the master, motherfucker! Hey, look, it's the master. Yes.
Once I'm back, I'm reprogramming the TARDIS to land me in Canada. In case of emergency, land me in Canada.
Yeah. Oh?
And wait, seriously? Like, sign this form or I'm going to let him die.
That's America.
Fucking EMTs, man. They're such assholes.
He should have fucking landed in Canada.
Yeah. We would have just been like, oh, fuck, a guy dying. Save his ass. Not, is there anyone around?
Does he belong in this country? Does he belong in this country? We don't care. Help him anyways.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have an OHIP card, we will bill him once he's stable.
Who leaves an ambulance door open?
I don't know. Americans? Wait, did you see that guy? One of the EMT, one of the guys who was like pushing the cart, he actually slipped. On the hospital floor. Okay, when did this...
It's gonna get real Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna see
I was like, when did it become a snake?
Burn kit. Just in case there's a new, there's a trainee. He thinks that they're labeled like that.
Yeah.
Wappa!
Why did it turn into a snake?!
A trouser snake.
See? Wait, what? What? As if, like, oh my god.
In Canada, they wouldn't question you having two hearts. It's like, oh, we must have gave him an extra sometime.
That compartment is just condoms.
I'm kidding. Organ donation is very important and serious.
If you have a heart you can spare, please donate.
Oh, is that... Please tell me that those are pants so he can be a trouser snake. Oh, please.
No, it's a jacket.
Aww.
That.
Rich people, everybody.
Yeah.
American
doctors.
Yes, as we all know, American doctors love the opera.
And they love looking like idiots.
They also enjoy golf, cucumber sandwiches, and repressing black people. White people! This fucking bitch, I was gonna get laid tonight.
She's old in comparison to him, though. Oh, my.
She's got money.
Yeah, and compared to everyone else there.
She did not look very graceful.
Yes. As we know, when doctors go into operations... They don't wear scrubs. They wear their dress that exposes their boobs. Leave it. Oh, there we go. Scrubs.
Yeah, that's the good thing about scrubs. They go over everything.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a bit of a malpractice suit here when you accidentally cut open one of his hearts.
Yeah. If only this was made today, there'd be a chance that was dubstep. Yep, gas him. Fuck it. My name isn't Mr. Smith, damn it.
Why didn't he just not breathe there? Just hold his breath.
He would have to respirate pretty frequently. He has two fucking hearts.
Do you
this
think
John Smith guy is knucking futs?
Yeah, and seriously, like he was I'm guessing he was already anesthetized.
Like, did regular not think, anesthesia oh, fuck, does not alive. Work on him. Yeah, it's like, why isn't it working?
Yeah, I was like, oh fuck, he's awake. Someone call in the guy who knocks these fuckers out. To figure out how many hearts he has. Because, you know, that's what we do with people who were shot. Lasers! This is, you know, leading cardiologist.
Where am I going?
Yeah. I know I tried to take a
I shouldn't have taken that. You got to it before me.
Fucking Americans. Yeah. Yep, just, they're still probing them. Let's start zapping them. Someone turn off the fucking music! For the love of God!
You killed him.
Congratulations.
Just saying.
Yep, just take everything off while you're still in the surgery room.
She didn't look at the x-rays before. Are you shitting me?
They described them to her. What kid? Here's the thing. I saw a little bit of this movie later. Seeing if it all worked. Yeah, see? She has notable exposure. And then, later on, she checks him. It's like, oh my god, you have two hearts. Who could have known?
When I looked at your x-ray and I said it clearly is of a man with two hearts.
Wait. In that hospital, they have, like, reclined seats so that you could just, like, lie there and wait?
No, they're just slouching.
No, he was fully laid down. Same with the woman beside him.
Yeah, I can do that.
That is awesome. That's so exciting. Your boobs are bulging out of your shirt. You got some boob bulge there.
It's kind of hard to take you seriously as a doctor when your cleavage is popping out of your dress. Alan Smithy.
He got a feel there.
Yeah.
A quick one, but...
Hey, rest that size. Yep, fuck your pills!
Just smack it out of there. Ha-cha. The security was like, huh?
It's really hard to chase someone down in a corset.
The security officer walked by.
Watched him run away!
It's like, whatever.
I'm paid to guard things, not chase stuff. Space.
I'm worried. Oh, no, she's annoyed.
Okay, that's Eric Roberts lady. I thought that was the doctor for a second. Like, wait. Does she really look that bad without makeup? Well, Prepare to get raped.
Green.
Oh, shit's about to get real Japan in here.
Aw, yeah.
I never knew the Master took on a female form. That's the only logical direction with this, right?
Or he just really gay for Eric Roberts.
Why not out of the pant leg? God dang it.
Why didn't that guy feel that?
Woo! Well, this can't go bad at all.
Yeah. It's Will Sasso. Okay.
I can't believe some people thought this could be the end of the world.
Will Sasso got weird. Like, weird, well, weirder. For those who don't know, Will Sasso was on Mad TV and recently played Curly in the Three Stooges reboot.
Which was not a good movie.
Yep.
And there's no one to disagree with us on that.
Yes, because he quit. Like a little
this
bitch.
Song reminds me of a Zelda song.
Just kill him. You know you want to. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, man. This must be like every Friday night for him.
Yes. Because we all know, that's what happens to Time Lords. They turn to snakes and possess people.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, his eyes changed. Did you see that?
They expanded, then shrunk back down. Then he passed out, I guess. Or died.
Probably died. I mean, it's going to take time for him to grow that second heart.
Yeah. You get it? You get it? You get it? Ah.
Oh my god, I've seen that movie!
It's Frankenstein!
I think.
You know, let me guess. Yeah, like, let me just guess what happens. When the guy says, it's alive, the door will open.
One of the most odd regeneration sequences I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's lightning! Real lightning! Was that some power thirst? All right, now start mugging. Don't worry, it'll look fine after post.
See, this one they tried to show the change too closely. They learned that lesson for the later series.
Yeah.
Well, they did it.
You can't see it because lights.
Yeah, the face changes, but it's not so grotesque.
Yeah, it's obscured by After Effects. You get it? That was ominously lit.
No answer.
And let me out.
It's cold. It's a bit nipply. Literally.
It smells of death in here. I'm not complaining, but I'd like something a bit different, you know. Everyone I go smells like death nowadays. Someone British.
Your sandwich from last Wednesday.
Apparently the doctor has super strength.
Whoa. Kinda, sometimes.
He kinda gets different powers with each body. It's a Time Lord thing.
He's desperately cold. And
your god!
You have about an hour left in your role. Then we're going to get to Chris Eccleston.
Bon, 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 bon.
I'm freezing. I'm taking your clothes. No, that doesn't want too close.
He's held with a tie. Come on. Be reasonable here.
Oh, I see the show. How ironic.
Off-kilter shots to show how weird things are. Ooh.
I like the way it's lit. Oh my god.
It is pretty cool.
What's this place? Why have I been in such a terrible place? Where am I? America. Oh, that explains it.
Why am I not Ginger, dammit? You get it? It's because it's time. Wow, this is a shit hospital.
Wow, where is that in the hospital? Dude, take off your tag.
It's the Silent Hill wing. And every once in a while, a siren goes off and everything goes really weird. Everything's going horrible!
Seriously, why is there a place in the hospital like that, and why can you just walk into it?
And why is it constantly leaking?
It's where they throw all their sewage.
Yeah, this is actually just like the sanitarium or something. If you come here to eat and throw up, keep eating. Why is there a baby with its head on backwards? That's not really how mirrors work, guys. It's a cool effect, but...
Aww.
I'm acting!
And I'm Parnazod.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm Eric Roberts! Someone kill me now!
Okay, now I'm done with my Jesus impersonation. Let's go. Come on, man, be the doctor.
I'm guessing that takes a while.
He just wanted to be dramatic.
Yeah, as you can tell by that, but the very long pauses between who am I.
Shouldn't she have a pager?
She does. It went off in the opera.
Oh, of course.
Unlocked locker. That
and a scarf.
Do you get it?
Ooh.
It's funny, because Doctor Who.
Everyone makes... Like, every time you see the Doctor looking at clothes, with the exception of Eleven, they make a reference to the scarf.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, the damage you can cause with that thing.
Yeah, he's gonna kill everyone. The fuck?
That would be one of the presidents? Nixon?
Yeah, that's Nixon.
Nixon, but why?
Why was there a Nixon mask?
Was it implying that Will Sasso was gonna rob a place?
Who keeps that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's a costume party. That's how they kept it. They were going to a costume party and they needed to have their costumes ready to go. You get it? Stop. Nah. Time shit. Man, I can't smoke any of this. Wait, who has their alarm set to go off at 8:47 in the morning? Star. Get it? S&M. Oh, dear God! Master gonna rape a bitch!
I think he's killing her.
And then raping!
There should definitely be some raping.
If he had just kept his eyes closed, he wouldn't have needed to rape.
Yeah.
That's...
Wait, what does she think happened?
Someone
went inside, someone opened the door, then closed it, then punched it out, then took the body.
Why didn't he take off the toe tag?
I don't know. Yes, don't call the police just yet about the body that was stolen from our morgue. Ow! Christ!
That was fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
He really didn't remember?
He's not supposed to forget when he regenerates.
It'll explain it later. What?! Who the fuck torches X-rays?! And I don't care about it! I want money! I am evil, can you tell?! You showed him to people! When is he going to have the other doctors whacked?
No, don't keep the hospital open. I don't want my job.
She can find another one. She's a doctor, right? They do those things.
She's working for a pretty shady hospital. She's got to be, like, bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, that's why the guy. That's why the guy died. Not because she got lost. She actually knew exactly where she was. Yes, and quiet. Did no one notice?
Why isn't he taking the toe tag? Why is he so close?
He's confused.
Because it's real creepy. What? So she's suicidal?
It's not like you're broke, you're a fucking doctor.
Wait, she put her purse in the trunk? Do people do that?
Some people?
Ah, yes.
Jesus Christ! Again. Wait, I thought you don't know who you
they?
Are.
You mean her. She killed you.
Yeah, and if you don't know who you are, how do you know you have two hearts and that thing? It's that's fucking... Hello, I'm evil.
Slick-backed hair, aviators, leather jacket. Check, check, check.
Police! I am talking in a very robotic manner.
Have you seen this boy?
Got jacked. Son of a bitch! Why? He was a child and he was Asian.
I told you I'm not human, bitch.
Then call the popo.
Ha! Oh my.
This is getting kind of weird.
Yeah. Seriously, have a seat and take off your shirt. If she wasn't a doctor, this would be real skeevy.
She seems very companionish, though, so...
You get it? The jokes. Wait. For a second there, I thought that was like. For a second, one, I thought that was the beating of the drums.
When did they fall?
I've been saying that the entire time, bitch!
Do you have two of anything that makes else? Sense.
I've done that a few times before. This is like my eighth life.
Yeah.
Seventh time dying.
Yeah?
Oh, burn. How does he know that, though?
Slightly psychic.
A poser doll.
You can just have it around.
Need two of them.
Okay, when did he turn into a 1920s gangster?
As soon as he found that sick ass chain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a TARDIS key. Is it?
Since when?
Well, it's had many different keys.
Wait, what?
Inner doors. It's a design feature it used to have.
He's just like, no. Just
fuck this noise.
I think that's the best reaction I've ever seen. Just walks in, opens two double doors, just shakes head, walks out.
No. Just fuck this noise. I'm out of here. Now it's time for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Woo!
I have the best bachelor pad ever.
Wait, what?
How's he in there? Get out.
Yes.
How did he get inside?
How did touching that panel, how did touching that post activate things? Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, Bruce got contact lenses! Ah!
Okay, I've had people tell me that the Harold Saxon Master is their least favorite master. How?
Wait, what?
How is he psychic? Like, how do you do that? What? Is this a weird, like, master obsessive thing, or did the doctor steal the master's body?
Nope, never did.
Okay, so it's a master obsessive thing.
Or the master lying.
Or the master being psychotic.
Yeah, exactly, it's an obsessive thing. He's like, I deserve that body more than you, so it's mine.
Oh, I thought that's... okay. Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's like Norman Osborn in the Ultimate Universe saying he owns Spider-Man. Oh boy, I have shoes! Now I won't get any more AIDS in my feet! You got it from inside me. Dun-dun.
Think it's gonna do something funky? Aww. Very enthusiastic walks in the park.
I like this guy.
Ah, he's definitely acting a lot more doctor now.
Yeah. Oh, we found the doctor's bags of heroin.
He's just lying.
Okay, yeah, he's just lying. Okay, that's such a weird obsessive thing. He's just lying his ass off. Just dumbass. Like, seriously, you see this guy. Would you believe a single word he said?
I wouldn't.
Absolutely nothing. And all the cocaine in the world. A bag of gold dust. Because as we know, people will buy gold in dust form.
They'll buy gold in any form.
Wait, what? What?
Fucking torches and shit.
When were there torches installed in the TARDIS?
When epicness and... happened.
Ooh. Why are there bats? And leaves? What? Let's get like a maid in here sometime. Just go down to, like, Future Home Depot, hire some space Mexican day laborers. Just clean up the TARDIS.
And this was never your TARDIS.
Yeah.
You had a TARDIS. It was a nice TARDIS.
What the fuck's a mooring? Says the kid.
The TARDIS is smart, though. Why is it letting him do it?
It likes him.
Yeah. The TARDIS isn't dumb.
This one is. If it doesn't like you that much, it'll kill you. You hear him? Oh, my eye!
This is some, like, Indiana Jones shit here.
To reveal, yeah. What do you think is inside? I think it's cotton candy.
A penis! This is actually Doctor's penis room. Did he just honk? Like a goose? Oh! Right up on the bitch! Doctor Who!
What?
Okay. Whoa. That's a bit strange, but whatever.
Does she have a fetish for older attire? I mean,
doctors. Wait, when did this room exist? Yes, I'm quiet. Wait, when did you get that paper bag of shit? Ah, what the Christ!
What?
What?
How's that possible?
That... No! So he will live and I will die!
I'm acting!
We don't have time for exposition, damn it! What?
That's not the power source of the heart of the TARDIS.
The heart of the TARDIS is in the control thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have two hearts, bitch!
Yeah, one of them is lying. Yes. One of them looks evil and is bribing you.
One of these kids is not like the other. One of these kids is Eric Roberts. Fuck, you just showed him the house. Now he knows what
I'm going to be scared of you now for no reason.
What? Oh my god, I'm scared of the guy that really pompously over old clothing.
No wonder your last boyfriend left you.
Yeah. Shouldn't you call the cops? Dun, 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 musical stings! Look at the blood's gonna do something funky.
The fuck is this shit?
What?! So wait, you open the heart of the TARDIS, it turns glass into rubber. Possibly. I don't know what's happening. He's losing weight. Oh god, the horror of the heart of the TARDIS.
The heart of the TARDIS is scarier when Rose absorbs it.
Yeah. Science! Going to ring in the new year with costumes!
And really, really bad hair dyeing jobs.
Yeah. It was the 90s. Ooh, atomic clock! I'ma fuck it! Because that's how time lords work. They fuck clocks.
Well, it does turn them on.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's Eric Roberts! Run for your lives! Ah!
Oh, shit.
How does he not know? It's Time Lord shit. He should know. Can you, like, smell it on him? Table.
Really? You need the obvious to know you're talking to the master? Although, then there is Dr. Yana.
Are those chickens?
Yep.
Don't hit the chickens unless you want to die.
Oh, God. Oh! Time Lord ejaculated.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
He's just freaking wigging out back there.
Kid, you're on the wrong side.
Chickens. Oh,
jelly baby.
Okay, then. So that explains where the paper bag came from, kind of. Except it doesn't. Why are you sniffing him? I thought he was supposed to be a doctor. Yes, shoots with cops everywhere. She is an idiot. This kid's a dumbass.
I mean, he's clearly evil.
Yeah. And wait, they had him take the key out of the motorcycle so they could put it back into the motorcycle to use it.
Yes.
Balls! It's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But not. And those vehicles, on top of driving illegally.
I think it's time we inserted a racist joke. He drives pretty good for an Asian.
The views of Nijiki are not necessarily the views of DestroProts.com.
I'm sorry! It could have been any ethnicity! Hey, viewers at home, they don't even know what ethnicity I am. I could be Asian.
She's white.
A good cosplayer.
Do you hear that? He just called it his body. He's being inconsistent. Kill him. Yeah.
Kill everyone. Don't think I have harmony to destroy the planet. Fuck it. Oh, wait, if things are going all weird, why can't you just, like, go through the ground like Bugs Bunny? It's an expression. So
he's
now the master has a companion.
Rape you.
Oh god, it's the cops! Run for your lives! I've been doing a lot of run for your lives jokes in this. Wait, does someone see the right guy? You're trying to have him committed!
Since she decided he's not crazy after he showed her the evil eyes.
Yeah, no, that's not just,
which
you know,
really just a plot device.
Well, you have one life now.
Pretty. Brum, 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 brum.
Oh my god!
Burster! Wow, those are some hats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the Millennium, obviously. Surprised none of them have monocles. I don't care, obviously. I'm security guard. Yes. Mildly disconveniencing fucking board members of doctor places is the only thing that gives me comfort in my long days of being a security guard. I'll just say that, just a really petty security guard.
Another language there.
San Francisco meantime? Really? Yep. You think that's gonna happen? No.
Hi, creepy guy.
If only he had that psychic paper.
Yeah. Let's get Krunk!
He's not half-human.
Nope, it's...
Yes, the sonic screwdriver is an excellent device.
Yep.
It uses the function of Deus Ex Machina.
It uses the magic of sound!
You know what? If she were a doctor from 10 years from now, she'd be carrying a sonic screwdriver. He'd be good.
Yeah. Hello? What are you, 12? Sure, it's science.
A jelly baby!
Yep. As we know, jelly babies are the ultimate distraction. Why do you always sniff them?
No, the ultimate distraction is two elephants fucking.
What?
Motherfucker! And wag, he doesn't look out of place at all. Neither of them do. They fit right in.
Point. Don't just say it. Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Ooh.
Are you having a fun party?
They got... Okay.
They got juiced up by...
This is going some places.
They got slimed.
That doesn't look like regular slime.
They feel
so Brazzers
funky.
Tag.
Wait, stay calm and remain inside during a fire alarm? Seriously?
Yeah. Don't you know? The fire's on the outside.
I thought you were a scientist, damn it. How does nobody... How's it going so slow? How is nobody seeing that? Allons-y, motherfuckers.
Do you think he really looked into your personal life if it's something as small as Brian moving back in?
Yeah. Like, seriously. He has bigger things to worry about, bait lady.
If he knows about you, you're gonna do some shit.
Be it good, bad, or otherwise.
It's called a chameleon circuit.
Oh, gosh, Popo!
Ah, shit. Now I gotta explain that.
You went in a straight line. How did you not hit the control panel?
Like, what the fuck, man? I'm out of here!
It's a very light warning. You get it?
Looks pretty steampunk to me, before steampunk was cool.
Yeah. Doctor's a hipster like that.
Doctor could easily be a hipster because he could go forward and find out what becomes cool and then do it before it's cool.
Yeah. He already has. Look at all the tweed he wears. He was in the tweed before it was cool. actually, anything he's into that is cool now, he would technically be into before it was cool, because he goes back in time. Wait, do you have a clock that has no context? What?
That's not allowed.
Think.
Yeah.
That's a skill? That's not a... You didn't hit the switch. Oh, God, I'm evil! What? A burn from
right,
time force
he jizzed
loot
on her.
Makes you evil? And seriously, how does this kid not know this guy's evil? Like, honestly.
Money. And you still think the guy you're working for is good? Think about it. No.
Evil. Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, stay out of my costume department. Come on, dude.
Like, yeah. From what I've seen, like Time Lord higher ups, they can't dress pretty retardedly. But that collar. What, did you steal that shit from Doctor Strange? You wanted a son?
Ew.
You wanted an Asian stupid son?
Put what on who? What's happening? What the fuck is that? Why does everything he see always, like, white and shit?
What the fuck?
It's a Halloween party, I guess. Ah!
Ah!
What the Christ?
This is fucking terrifying!
I have no idea what the hell is going on. What are you doing?
He's
what is happening?
It's gonna work?
He's setting up!
No,
when was the Doctor half-human? He's never been half-human!
Never! Ha, you dumbass. Guess what? Everything's gonna fall apart. Oh, dick. That's ominous. Yeah, that's scientist. Companions.
Oh, look, he just admitted to it! How fucking stupid can you be, kid?
Really stupid.
He has to tell you this shit!
He told this already!
Don't believe him, what is clearly the truth.
Yes, don't believe the confession I just said about wasting all my lives. No!
You don't say! The dude with the evil snake eyes who spits burning jizz at people and
as
clearly
Eric fucking
dresses
Roberts.
Like a bad guy.
Break his neck. Yeah!
What the
well, congratulations,
shit?
You just destroyed your entire plan! Oh no, wait, Grace is here because she's human. Right. Ah, Christ.
Ew.
So we just sucked this jizz out of her. Son of a cock. What's an endlessly confusing process of changing all, exchanging lives?
See that rod there, Grace? Pull on it! Now!
Pull on the rod! You're probably used to it! And this is music that's happening. This is not like incidental music. It actually is music that happens in that room all the time. Seriously, listen to this shit. Sounds like fucking Nightwish. Yes, I can feel your memories of the past day and a half.
We're only going to use footage from this movie.
Yeah, this is for Americans. We don't want to be scared away by the British. Don't worry, bro, it isn't.
Just wait, like, 9 years and you get to be David Tennant.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be awesome. Hit it with a mallet. It usually works. Ah, what the fuck?
So, if you're wondering why the TARDIS control panel is so shitty in the new series, she's why.
Grace broke everything. What the fuck is happening to that guy? Ah, Jesus Christ. It's like a fever dream!
Oh my god.
I feel like I need to put a wall under my tongue to keep me from swallowing it.
So, apocalypse, everyone? Apocalypse, right? Yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel like barfing. She's like a fucking Stanley Kubrick movie on drugs. You were already alive. Now, even when you were dead, you came back as a snake.
That was him saying, fuck it, I don't care if my life's work fails.
I am on so many drugs, I don't even care!
Now, I think this is breaking the rule of crossing his own timeline.
Yeah.
He crossed the streams. God damn it.
The fuck is this?
I'm
the
scared.
Fuck is that?
I'm so scared.
Everything's spaghettifying.
Oh god, it's a time vortex. Our one respite from the immense running insanity.
The time vortex on its period.
Which is actually kind of ironic, I think, when you think about it. That was a pitch shift at all. Eric Roberts could just do that. Why?
Oh, shit.
Do you think the doctor had to, like, specially install... Do you think the doctor had to specially install those manacles in the ceiling, or they were just there?
I don't know.
There for Dr. Se- How did he get down there?
He's starting to sound real Arnold.
Yeah. I'll do my life. I will take your lives and take my body back, and then I'll use the TARDIS and be awesome. Ah! But without the dead, don't really have life. I know. Okay.
Oh, jumps and misses and goes in.
Probably. Oh no! Light in the eye.
And then goes in.
Yeah. Yes, hold out your hand just out of reach of his hands.
I'm being flushed down a toilet. No.
And somehow the doctor got out of this. Somehow the master got out of that place, I guess. Then became the Prime Minister.
I guess it explains how he ends up at the end of the universe.
And then dyed his hair. I guess.
No, he dyed his hair when he came back from the dead again.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. He comes back as a brunette, then he comes back again as a blonde in a hoodie with lightning powers. Doctor Who is weird, okay? Just chill your shit, okay, people? Wait, what?
Just deposit them there, make it seem like something happened between them. Should I put my hand on her? Or, I don't know, should I put her hand on his
dick? Put her hand on his dick.
Use some of your Time Lords, and that might bring her back to life. Come on, Deus Ex Machina. It's kind of a Time Lord special ability. And their technology is being Deus Ex Machina. Wait, what?
Time stuff?
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Doesn't he refer to it as time stuff or something like that?
I know he has a timey wimey detector.
Pedophile.
Just somewhere.
She didn't. She did die. I think you still see some of the blood. I think you still see some of the blood in the back of her head.
Sorry, random shiver.
What? God damn it. Oh, of course you don't.
Wait till you meet Charles Dickens.
Yep.
Shit'll change everything.
Technically, well, those, ghosts, yeah. Though.
They're the spirits of dead aliens.
No, they're the residual energy.
They're gaseous aliens.
Gaseous aliens. It's fucking out. My everything hurts.
You hurt my everything.
Well, at least someone else is in pain, too.
You're not alone, dead man.
Yep. Why not just go to January 1st?
So that they can have their New Year's Eve.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Ah, shit.
Damn it, I made the stick noise. There we go. TARDIS kind of works like an old TV, just hit it.
TARDIS was just trolling.
And that's why there's a mallet on the control panel now.
Yep. Ah, Jesus. Christ. I fucking hate people. Oh God, I hate that guy so much. He's so creepy.
His life's work just failed.
Yep. Or unless they went like back in time just far enough so they could put the thing in there.
Oh.
Yes. Wait, was it number one or number? Was it question number two or question number three? I had to answer. Fuck.
I don't want to go skinny dipping. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Come on.
Just get naked.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah. Come on, I'm British. Get naked for me.
Yo, they keep using really red tinted lights. So, like, yeah, I was just gonna say they keep using red tinted lights. So I keep thinking he looks borderline ginger.
Oh, she.
But he's not.
Like, her hair was a lot. Sickness! And then drops gold dust in there. Everything happens at Christmas. Gonna be spider aliens, then some weird thing with mannequins. It's gonna be weird.
But wait, how did the doctor know that was gonna happen? I don't remember that's gonna happen.
Because everything happens at Christmas, okay?
Yeah, but
I'm guessing it's a long-running tradition in the show. Possibly, who knows? Fuck it. He can smell it. That's a first. Stock footage of fireworks in reduced quality video.
Mwah.
You only turn down a trip to the doctor if you've already been or you're dead.
Or if your memories had to be wiped to stop your brain from...
She already went, okay?
I know, see? But she was gonna stay with him forever.
Goodbye, person who will never bring up again.
Crushed velvet. Why is it crushed velvet?
Because he found it in a... He found it in a fucking hospital locker, okay?
I know, but it's crushed velvet.
Do we expect high-quality materials to be found in a, fucking hospital locker?
Maybe.
Now it's the time stream,
I'll
even
though
I... have
to fight the time war.
Yep. Things are... God damn it. It's something I always find weird with the time thing of... Of like, hey, my ship phased away, and all of a sudden I'm flying.
You wouldn't understand it.
Do you?
No, I don't understand it either, but...
Nor do I. Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Yeah, don't try to sound a little high and mighty with me. Fuck, what page was I on? You got it? Came full circle. The stick. So that was Doctor Who movie.
No wonder that record skips. It scratches. It's warped as fuck. So I really want to know why they kept trying to sell us the Doctor is half human. He's not half human.
I don't know. It's. It was foreshadowing. They were foreshadowing the events in the beach. Fuck it. I don't care. It's just. God damn it.
Well, we'll have to look that up. Wow, that's the fastest credit wow I've ever experienced.
It's the BBC, they respect your time. Except when they make you wait many, many months for a release, which is worth your time with Sherlock, but not with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
My cat is licking my feet.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Okay, so thank you all for joining us. So next week we'll be wrapping up Born the BBC month as we watch The Singing Detective with Robert Downey Jr. I expect it to be more horrible than this. Because this movie was pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't very Doctor Who. There wasn't a lot of time travel, there was no sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, but you know, like,
it was in America.
I will say this. The Doctor was enough Doctor for me.
Yes, the Doctor was Doctor enough, but everything else was lacking.
Everything else. Anyway, like I said, next week we'll watch The Singing Detective. And be sure to check out the site every day, because we'll be posting other podcasts, commentary stuff, articles, videos, all that jazz. But until we see you guys again, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bobby Wong.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We'll see you guys next time.